From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. President Obama has hosted Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Washington in the first such visit by a Canadian leader in almost two decades. Obama and Trudeau, a fellow liberal, held a joint news conference at the White House after holding private talks on Thursday. With 2016 being a U.S. election year, the reporters' questions turned to politics. Trudeau was asked about the U.S. presidential campaign and the prospect of a far more conservative U.S. president being elected.
The relationship, the friendship between our two countries goes far beyond any two individuals or any ideologies. I have tremendous confidence in the American people and look forward to working with whomever they choose to send to this White House later this year.
A reporter also asked Obama about some American voters saying they would move to Canada if Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is elected.
I am absolutely certain that in 2012, when there was the possibility that I might be reelected, there were folks who were threatening to go to Canada as well. One of the great things about a relationship like Canada's and the United States is it transcends party. And it's bipartisan.
Well, in their Oval Office talks, Obama and Trudeau focused on combating climate change, boosting trade, and fighting the Islamic State. Well, counterterrorism experts in Germany and other countries are studying tens of thousands of data files allegedly stolen from the Islamic State by a defector. Published reports say the files may contain information about 22,000 of the militant group's members, recruits, and sympathizers. This is VOA News.